you like to hear double absolute martini? Yes, sir. Would you like to hear the special?
Not if you want to keep your spleen.
Injected here by the system. And the concentration accentuates it for a very simple reason. As these sperms are, there are fewer and fewer of them with more and more power, they have less fear of retribution from competition or from the marketplace. They can do more and more what just makes the most money for them.
The good news means, neat, we got in, did a nice thing, got out.
Real-time traffic, 100.7 The Buzz.
This is a real beehive of activity, Halberstram. This place is hot.
Would you look this way, please?
Okay.
That means if you can run more TV ads during prime time and get away with it, you do it. If you can do product placement and get away with it, you do it. It's easier to hyper-commercialize when you have a very concentrated market.
If they knew that the system they like, or in some cases love and go wild over, is our idealistic political philosophy made real, they still wouldn't have to agree with us, but at least they'd see a reason to take it seriously.
There's also tremendous advantages to being a conglomerate.
Well, it's the boyos.
The what?
Call them boyos. The bikers.
Yeah, I did. What did you think about them?
I think they might be constituting themselves as a vigilante.
Yeah? What makes you think that?
It has no emotions.
Well, they were looking in the direction of these folks. And, bikers have been good at vigilante stuff over the years. They have an established history that way.
Oh, for example, Woodstock?
Well, Ultima.
So they turned their attention to these
him
guys.
Him, death
here,
was just a promising adventure.
Radio listeners.
I don't know, some kind of Sufi, maybe, you know.
It's a bunch of Muslims
mess
that
means
come here from New York.
Yeah. Well, Muslims.
They've
really,
walked here from New York.
Mess.
Many
so,
of them, not all of them, some joined
that,
along
just
the way.
View it all in that context. And I believe it was mentioned here as early as last August or September that the real war was now being fought between at least parts of the administration and the intelligence community, as they like to be known. Wouldn't you like to live in the intelligence community? It's gated, but you can't see the gates.
Many people first mentioned right about the sea, situated between the mountains of the Olympic Peninsula to the west and the Cascade Mountain Range to east. Seattle is the center of a weather system that combines the storms of the Pacific Ocean with northern storms blowing down from the Arctic and Canada. You might think this is made of harsh environment, but in fact, Seattle's winters many people first knew
when they talk about Seattle, situated between the mountains of the
Olympic Peninsula
and the Cascade Mountain Range to the east. Seattle is the center of the weather system.
You're recording my creaking on the floor.
how I prepare for doing art. I get myself in perfect, tip-top form where I feel good about myself. And every time you come over here, I always find myself doing exercising.
Very hot. Listen, the mud soup and charcoal arugula are outrageous here.
Yeah, well, you're late.
Hey. I'm a child of divorce. Give me a break.
A lot more money as a conglomerate than you can if you're an independent company.
And the war continues. Ahmed Chalabi is saying all these charges are the fault of the CIA. Well, who would know more about Ahmed Chalabi than the CIA?
The Tom Likas Show.
My nipples are getting hard.
And now, here he is, Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No, I am your host. Write down our toll in time for another edition of Likas 101.
I'll give an extreme example, but I think it's an example that will clarify how this works.
How is it possible your department knew nothing about their system? My friends, fellow citizens of the world, for years we have been delicately and desperately poised upon the brink of a disaster, too complete and horrible to contemplate. There is an old saying, everyone makes mistakes, but that is just what man can no longer afford. For years, we here in the United States have been working on that problem. Until now, as it's been our most closely guarded secret, involving great effort, vast expenditure. But it has been met with success. As President of the United States of America, I can now tell you, the people of the entire world, that as of 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the defense of this nation, and with it, the defense of the free world, has been the responsibility of a machine. A system we call Colossus.
far more advanced than anything previously built, capable of studying intelligence and data fed to it.
And on the basis of those facts only, deciding if an attack is about to be launched upon us. If it did decide that an attack was imminent, Colossus would then act immediately, for it controls its own weapons and can select and deliver whatever it considers appropriate.
We should have gone to Dorcia.
I could have gotten us a table.
Nobody goes there anymore.
Is that Ivana Trump?
Oh, geez, Patrick. I mean, Marcus, what are you thinking? Why would Ivana be a Texarkana? So, wasn't Rothschild originally handling the Fisher account? How'd you get it?
Well, I could tell you that, Halberstram. But then I'd have to kill you.
Concentrate, I guess.
One reason for improvement? Doctors have found the right antidepressant for Nanette.
It helps me get through the day without getting my mood swings or, like, getting really sad or whatever.
Her mom isn't giving up. She's looking into getting Nanette a personal trainer to come to the house and help her with exercise.
Will you be overweight the rest of your life?
I don't think so.
Attend my class. It is for your own good.
I mean, a girl decides how far she's going to let you go in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. wasn't Rothschild originally handling the Fisher account?
It deals with the film that Disney made called The Lion King. Has anyone here seen The Lion King? A lot of you, probably. I've seen it 11 times. One of the joys of having children in the 90s.
My class?
I am today.
So how long do I wait to call?
A day.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, then a day.
Yeah. So 2 days.
Yeah,
I guess you could call it that.
Definitely.
2 days.
2 days is like industry standard.
Well, how long are you guys going to wait to call your babies?
6 days.
How many times you calling this week?
Twice.
Twice? You called her twice? Dan, never call abroad more than once a week. Never, ever.
It's Lycus 101, the ongoing on-air adult education course that teaches men how to get more tail for less money. More importantly, we teach women how men think. I'm your professor. This is my classroom. Class is in session. This is where we teach the tenets of Lycus 101.
Lion King is a very interesting movie. It did about $800 million in the global box office. And that was one of the biggest films in movie history. Now, if you know how the film industry works, theater owners get to keep about half of that, and Disney gets to pocket the other half. So Disney's got $400 million. Then they've got to pay all their bills, all their expenses, and then what's left after they pay all the bills is a profit. And then they pay their $10 in taxes. And so...
He was the guy that was sending all the people over to be debriefed. And it was the CIA who was saying, don't believe these guys. And these guys were believed.
Prophet, do you think Disney
He was the guy.
Profit. And if they pay their $10 in taxes. And so...
If you are new to this classroom, please pay attention. Lycus 101 students, first of all, know that the primary reason for going on a date, if not the only reason, is to get laid. It's not to see a new chick flick. It's not to get to know your political opinions, all your little political opinions, ladies. It is not to see how smart you are or hear about your cat Fluffy. We really don't care. In fact, we don't hear a word you say until we've seen you naked. And until we do see you naked, the only thing we're thinking about while you're blabbing is what you might look like naked. Women are in denial about why we go out on a date. Does that make me an a-hole or a jerk? Good. And I wear that as a badge. I wear it proudly. You bet I'm an a-hole. You bet.
How'd you get it?
Well, I couldn't tell you that, Halberstram. But then I'd have to kill you.
I like to dissect girls. Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Profit do you think Disney made out of The Lion King? Well over $1 billion.
So they cut my arm off. How am I gonna work now? They didn't think of that. They didn't think of anything but doing it their own way.
No doubt about it. I've been called a jerk or an a-hole many times. I'm proud.
What are these guys going to do to you today?
Fuck me.
Great tan, Marcus. I mean, really impressive. Where do you tan?
Salon.
I've got a tanning bed at home. You should look into it. And, Cecilia. How is she? Where is she tonight?
Cecilia's, well, you know Cecilia. I think she's having dinner with, Evelyn Williams.
Evelyn? Great ass. Goes out with that loser Patrick Babin. What a dork.
Another martini, Paul.
They've stopped here to pray in the park in Harvard Square. Yeah. Now, this motorcycle gang that you're referring to did attempt to intimidate a big march yesterday. They stopped at the corner and revved their engines, which is a biker challenge.
I'm just another guy with a hole in his arm. I can just hear the bastard now. What do you say, boys? Let's cut it off. It takes too much money to fix up every soldier's bloody arm. This is a war, and war is hell, and so to hell with it. Come on, boys, watch this. Pretty slick, huh? He can't say anything, and besides, it's his tough luck. We're tired, and this is a stinking war anyhow, so let's cut the damn thing off and be done with it.
My left arm. I wonder what they've done with it. When you cut a man's arm off, you have to do something with it. You can't just leave it lying around. Do you send it to hospitals so guys can pick it to pieces and see how an arm works? Do you wrap it up in an old newspaper and throw it onto the junk heap? Do you bury it? After all, it's part of a man. A very important part of a man, and it should be treated respectfully. Do you take it out and bury it and say a little prayer? You should. Because it's human flesh, and it died young. and it deserves a good send-off.
But they don't have to kill you.
Talk about, I can't really discuss it because, like, I can't get into it. Nah, I can't really mention it because, like, my mother, she doesn't like me to talk about it because, like, it's just, you know, it's not cool.
Likas 101 students, do not spend more than $40 on a date. Zero is optimum. The more you spend, the less likely it is you will get laid. Contrary to your intuitive beliefs, the more you spend, the less sex you're likely to get.
I mean, not like I do everything my mother tells me to do. I'll do what I want, you know, but nah.
Back and all of a sudden, we were into the song. We played all their material. What words I knew, I sang. The ones I didn't, I made up. We did two sets. At the end, we all kind of looked at each other. The band went out and back to talk it over, and I sat on the floor of the practice room and waited it out. They came back in, and Chuck said, "Well?" I said, "Well, what?" He said, "Are you going to join or not?" I was in. That's pretty much how I joined Black Flag.
Until she gets that technological rehab.
We have been delicately and desperately poised upon the brink of a disaster. Too complete and horrible to contemplate.
Uh-oh.
audience at the Helix Theater. We're on their feet. And now, friends, if you'll join me and also rise to your feet, give a great big round of applause for this magnificent concert, Daniel O'Donnell, Songs of Faith. And I'm hoping right now, while you're on your feet, you'll reach for that telephone and make that generous pledge.
Nah. Like, it was 2 years ago, and I was outside my house, and my friends had came by, and they asked me if I want to go for a ride, right? But, like, I didn't know the car was stolen. I mean, I thought it might have been, but, like, I wasn't sure. I mean, like, my friend, like, he could have bought it, but he didn't, right? And, like, in one block, the cops stopped us, and they made us get out. And they're like, I don't know what happened, like... I guess, like, my friend had moved or something. I mean, you have to move when you get out the car, right? But I guess, like, this one cop had panicked because, like, he thought that my friend had a gun or whatever. So he, like, just started, like, shooting or whatever.
So much more than making the phone ring and paying dollars to this public TV station. We're going to keep Daniel coming your way. He sometimes gets sidetracked on the phone bank.
Well, I've been speaking to people on the phone, Diane, and it's amazing just to hear the feedback of people, to be able to talk to you. to hear your comments and telling me to thank public television for bringing our shows in the first place.
By the way, that's a matter of Freedom of Information Act. And that was one, I'll inject this, that was one of the reasons.
And if you feel the same way, maybe you should make your call and thank them for me.
I can now... out of the military-industrial complex because they went up against Ronald Reagan when he was then governor of California.
There is an old saying, everyone makes mistakes, but that is just what man can no longer afford. For years, we here in the United States have been working on that problem.
Technological rehab.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great. Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, they were fantastic. How was your dinner?
Great. Come on in. That was sweet.
Like, but it's still a million. I mean, if you... win a half million and you're with her, then that's the whole idea of why it's a million no matter what, you know, for the guys, because they either get the girl money.
Remember also, spending a lot at the beginning sets the bar high. If you spend $300 on lobster and champagne in the beginning, women expect that to be the norm. Do you remember that old song called You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore? That song would never have been written if you waited 10 years to give her flowers. The whole point of the song was, oh, you used to be so much more romantic. You used to give me flowers. Like, you used to give me lobster and champagne, you know? Why do you start off giving her stuff like that? Lycus 101 students know all kinds of ways to avoid spending money on you. For example, we know to ask you, what time are you having dinner tonight? And you'll tell us. 7:30. Great. So you'll be done by about 9. Why don't we hook up about 9:30 for a drink? She doesn't even know you've just hijacked her. That she's going to buy her own dinner, or she's going to get Poindexter from the IT department to buy her dinner. And then ultimately you just buy her some drinks and then get off.
Effort, vast expenditure. But it has been met with success. As President of the United States of America, I can now tell you, the people of the entire world, that as of 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the defense of this nation, and with it, the defense of the free world, has been the responsibility of a machine.
Yeah, I was with her. Oh, yes. Things are coming to a pretty pass. And, you know, I mean, they could be, getting financed under the table.
Right, right.
By the authorities.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there who are working as, quote, counter-protesters who have every appearance of being either on the take or many times police provocateurs.
Yeah.
Guys were believed. The White House said this week it remains unclear whether the CIA was wrong about those mobile bioweapons labs, even though
they would not participate in providing the technology for this type of mind control within the prison, California prison and mental institution system.
And the judges own the halfway houses.
I told you, I can't really talk about it. I can't discuss it, because, like, if my mother, it's not right. I can't be talking, you know, about the situation.
Of the defense of the free world has been the responsibility of...
Okay. And so, when you go to court and they send you to a judge... the judge's halfway house, the halfway house gets paid for each bed that's full, you know, the state from the feds, and then of course the client has to pay for room and board and for all his classes. You know, the drug war is a total cash cow
of a machine, a system we call Colossus. Far more advanced than anything previously built. Capable of studying intelligence and data fit.
And on the basis of those facts only, deciding if an attack is about to be launched upon us.
If it did decide that an attack was imminent, Colossus would then act immediately.
Separation sequencer disconnected. Remove explosive bolts 1 through 6 in counterclockwise sequence. Check. Moving bolt 1.
Legible food chain. I mean, if I learned anything from this, it's, you know, Americans really have forgotten where their food comes from.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. But Ronald Reagan was actively involved in mind control. He had voiced so-called justification in my victimization because of having been sexually abused. He believed that someone like me would need the kind of direction that mind control offers.
There are cities here in Colorado that the main employer of the whole town is the prison. Everybody works at the prison. You know what I mean? They talk about what the incarceration rate is, 4% or something. Over 3 million people with people on probation and everything like that. But they never talk to you about how many people have been felonized. What is the percentage of people in America have been felonized?
Yes, you did. I know you, Raquel. You don't miss laughs. You are pitying me.
I am not.
Yes, you are. You are pitying me.
On the next one.
Controls its own weapons and can select and deliver whatever it considers appropriate. Colossus decisions are superior to any we humans can make.
Terry K. Powell has already said, oops, my bad. Scott McClellan at the White House says, still not clear why Iraq had the rolling labs. Independent commission appointed by the president to look at pre-war intelligence would take another look at those labs. Powell did express regret on last Sunday's Meet the Press for its UN Security Council speech, now known to have been, in his words, inaccurate and wrong.
But, I mean, they said it was an accident. No, like, I was reading the New York Post and they were talking about, like, 12 different reasons why it could have been an accident. No, I mean, I was there. I got shot. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, the more I read about it, the more I think it might have been an accident.
Mind control offered also put me in his bedroom during his administration, and he's somebody that I was exposed to sexually. Since my sexuality had been enhanced, it was very much a part of how I was used and in what capacity. And it just happened to fulfill one of Reagan's areas of perversion. So, and that is detailed in Transformation of America for anyone that would like to look into that further. But Reagan, I think that the most important thing about Ronald Reagan was that he is the one who said that the only way to world peace is through mind control
Daddy,
of the masses.
Daddy. It was just like you said. Now that the living outnumber the dead, where I come from, it's a long, thin thread across an ocean, down a river of red. Now that the living outnumber the dead, I'm one of many. Daddy died. It was just like you said. Now that the living outnumber the dead. Speak my language. Hello, hello. I remember where I came from. There were burning buildings in a fiery red sea. I remember all my lovers. I remember how they held me. World without end. Remember me.
For it can absorb and process more knowledge than is remotely possible for the greatest genius that ever lived. And even more important than that, it has no emotions, knows no fear, no hate, no envy.
The edge of the world. West. Those who came before me. When my father died, we put him in the ground. When my father died, it was like a whole library burned down. World without end. Remember me.
Act in a sudden fit of temper. It cannot act at all so long as there is no threat. I would now like you to meet Dr. Charles Forbin, the world's leading expert on computer systems, and if you will, the father of Colossus.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I will try to make this as simple as possible.
Breaststroke, lots of touch and see you in the sun. This particular mountain in Colorado and overlooking the Pacific Ocean in California, the Colossus Programming Office oversees the entire operation. The computer center contains over 100,000 remote sensors and communication devices which monitor all electronic transmissions such as microwaves, laser, radio and television communications, data communications from satellites in orbit all over the world.
Just about that time.
Bills, I snort the cheap frills.
War had been literally continuous. Though, strictly speaking, it had not always been the same war. For several months during his childhood, there had been confused street fighting in the city itself, some of which he remembered vividly. But to trace out the history of the whole period, say who was fighting whom at any given moment, would have been utterly impossible, since no written record, no spoken record, ever made a mention of any of the other alignment other than the existing one. At this moment, for example, our country was at war and in alliance with another country. No public or private utterance was it ever admitted that the three powers had at any time been grouped along different lines. Actually, it had only been 4 years since we were at war with the other one, an alliance with the other one. But that was merely a piece of furtive knowledge which he happened to possess because his memory, my memory, was not satisfactorily under control. Officially, the change of partners had never happened. We were at war with this one, and therefore our country had always been at war with that country. The enemy of the moment always represented absolute evil, and it followed that any past or future agreement with that country was impossible. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Aluminum and other metallic alloy prostheses in place.
And that to me just still blows my mind that anybody could justify mind control for any reason.
New Metaphysics. Did I already say that? Say it again. It's like a telethon. We're going as long as it takes to get it right. Or until marketing says we're done. even if we get it wrong. We're on the X channel on your station. Go there and get it. Come back same time next time and we'll have some more of it. You can get it. The W's, newmetaphysics.com. If I have to be coarse and vulgar to be objective and empirical, identify one-to-one what's on my mind and press it upon your mind, even though it can never happen. One-to-one. My mind to your mind. Must always go through an intermediary, which can never be agreed upon. 100 empirical units of consent and reprovable again, over and over again. Onward and into the future. You do realize that you, as a being, if I may be so bold, are the least scientific thing in this man's army. And it's only a matter of time Only a matter of time, my friend. Inedible. Evitable. Because you know it all flows to the point of least reality.
Because when you stop somebody's free thought, you stop their free will.
QED, and it's on you. Of course, that could be me. Could be them. Also on Mountain Radio, mountainradio.com. Part of a consortium, if you will, a cohabitation, an alliance, collaboration, where the sought-afterless accord is sought after and never shall Mark Twain live again. Gary at newmetaphysics.com, of course. You know what to do with that.
The entire system is surrounded by fields of intensified gamma radiation and other countermeasure devices.
I will wait while you do this.
You're out on the ocean, and you get full time.
Turn now to your security repository box. Raise the heavy lid. Place in the box any worries, anxieties, and concerns that you may have right at this moment.
like when you're drowning.
You don't need them now, and they will simply get in the way of your learning process.
And when you think
do this
you're
now.
Swimming to the surface, you're swimming straight down, down to the bottom.
Colossus works completely without human aid. We make no secret of where Colossus is located.
Secret codes and cryptograms. I'm lost in your words. I'm swimming. We're going down to the bottom.
Now close the lid of your repository box. Close it tightly. Turn away.
Boy, now you got a nice smile. Where you live at? Staten Island? That's far. But you speak Spanish, though, right? You're Dominican?
It was a cryptogram. Did it say, take me with you? Or take me as I am? We're going down to the bottom, all the way to the bottom. We get turned.
Nor do we intend to conceal how it functions.
There is another world spinning inside of this one.
You like Huey Lewis and the News?
I remember where I came from. There were tropical breezes and a wide open sea.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste.
I remember
when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own.
I remember being free. We're going down to the bottom. All the way to the bottom.
That they've lost their rights. The drug war is a racist war.
There is another world inside of this one. Rapture, poverty.
You may rightfully say that this leaves us wide open to an attack frontally or subversively, and if that attack were successful, it would in effect leave us defenseless.
There's another world spinning inside of this
people to remember that it wasn't like this 30 years ago. There were cannabis cultures all over the world. There were cannabis cultures in Iraq. There were cannabis cultures in Lebanon, all over. And America, the DEA and Nixon went to all these countries and signed treaties with the UN and were paid off. And criminal, and you know, and everybody was created a criminal overnight.
In case of an attack,
you bring up a good point.
It feeds into this whole prison racket, rehab racket they have going on here in America.
Personally and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound. And a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
On any of its information supply or power lines, Colossus will switch in emergency circuits, which will then take their appropriate action.
Hey,
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
Hey, Albers.
Yes, Alan?
Why are the copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog? A little chow or something?
No, Alan.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul! Ah! Strike that in the reservation and dork it now, you fucking stupid bastard!
Days or older, it's probably safe to go ahead and delete that.
Well, it's nicer than to make up our minds for it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I took the train back to D.C. and spent the trip looking over the lyrics that the band had given me to start learning. It was all the material that would later comprise the Damaged album. Padded Cell, Damage 2, Room 13, all of it. It was heavy stuff.
It is self-sufficient, self-protecting, self-generating. It is impenetrable.
Service. I mean, I guess I can't, you know, AOL has been doing that for years.
Well, the other thing that they did, that they pointed out in the article, Microsoft defended its decision, which was made without notifying members in advance.
Advantages, right? Like as 101 students don't date single mothers. You already made one mistake and some poor slob is paying for it. You don't want to be the next.
Silliest way I've ever known. of spending the nights alone talking to yourself into an obvious Nazi machine. This is a Red China Manchurian candidate machine because I can't get anything on tape, and when I do record anything, I automatically erase it, and I'm sitting in a room all by myself. I'm a water driver crazy, in a beam or fly Mercedes, getting lean off the grade weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies. I'm a water driver crazy, in a beam or fly Mercedes, getting lean off the grade weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies. I'm a water driver crazy, in a beam or fly Mercedes, getting lean off the grade weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies. I'm a water driver crazy. Met two girls in a restaurant, didn't know the hookers was lesbians, till I got home and started texting them. Shit they was doing was excellent. Yeah, yeah, show was perfect. One with the tits, you know the girls fit. Slim girl was holding her hips, stroking her tongue all over her clit. Girl, this was getting pornographic. Should I have been recording that shit? One girl tits out, thinking a big man, let's go downside, looking a bitch out. Grinding was down on my dick and shining. Next minute, me and the black bitch was grinding. Went outside and left them whining. When I come back in, it was 69ing. All over was climbing, chick screaming. Whipped cream all over a titsy. These lion queens were bad and pristine. Remind me a dream I had a 15. Last time I seen was at the club. It was me, two girls with scrappy love. That thing was a bit noise slots, but now there's enough for the both of us. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes. Getting lit off by the great weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies. I'm a world of driving crazy. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes. Getting lit off by the great weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies. I'm a world of driving crazy. Bit like Anna Glover, and I'm up, pick a shot like a last car, snap drop, boom, boom, buff, check it from behind, that's the time, pull out the handcuffs. Darling, I want a 1 minute crop, be gone if you never done the cheek rub. She calling the doctor, one wicked fuck, true, I like she wants a jungle list off. Darling, I want a 1 minute crop, be gone if you never done the cheek rub. I like she wants a jungle list off, so she calling the doctor, one wicked fuck. Don't she yank a bar on the wearing, girls are gonna dust put on the staring. I love watching Nazi dancing, but the girls are buff and start stamping. Good girl in the marshal firing, who will get your body whining. Street dog, we're currently rhyming, got a woman got fucking blinded. My favorite beds are getting shining, when I'm in a rave when I'm driving. My side coming to face is nasty, but you know to the drum and the bass is blasting. Big fried brownies like I'm dusking, try my long thing, they like the garbage. Get high when I drive my car in, try drink drive when I'm private parking. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes, I ain't lean off my great week. I like the girls, I like the ladies, I'm a water driver crazy. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes, getting lean off my great weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies, I'm a water driver crazy. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes, getting lean off my great week. I like the girls, I like the ladies, I'm a water driver crazy. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes, getting lean off my great weed. I like the girls, I like the ladies, I'm a water driver crazy. In a beam, I'm flying Mercedes.
In short, there's no way in. No human being can touch him. Over here, we have one of the many terminals directly hooked to the computer center. Through this, Colossus can communicate with us. Excuse me, gentlemen. And through this machine, we in turn can communicate with Colossus.
Another trial, right? And they say I don't want to go. I ain't gonna play no tough guy image. I'm not trying to go, right? But man, you know, I go.
I became so absorbed I barely noticed when we hit DC. A couple of days later, I packed up, quit my job, sold my car, sublet my apartment, and left Washington.
But I see the world, man. It ain't no hope. Ain't no hope for the future.
What about when you look at your little brother, man? He laughs, he does his little rhymes. You don't see any hope there?
Yeah. I see a masterpiece.
When I get to Paul Allen's place, I use the keys I took from his pocket before disposing of the body. There is a moment of sheer panic when I realize that Paul's apartment overlooks the park, and it's obviously more expensive than mine.
It acted out by wanting a unique professional life. It's very difficult to focus on the commonplace, to do an ordinary job. It's much more attractive to have something that expresses a creativity or a unique flavor from the Four's inner life.
Now there's one last point, one inevitable question, which we have been asked very frequently before. And that is Colossus capable of creative thought?
Fours can be highly competitive. They can be just as addicted to achievement and performance as any sensible three. But the focus would be on a unique presentation, a unique achievement, something that is expressive of depth, rather than simply a superficial kind of job that almost anybody else would be expected to complete. The operant word, the focus or the center point of the type, was called envy, one of the spiritual passions described in sacred tradition. The word envy needs a certain amount of explanation. It's not like jealousy, where I want what you have. It's more that the happiness of others, when you see others walking through life holding hands and being happy and having their family and a satisfied emotional life, for the Four, this reminds them of their own lack of happiness, their own background theme of abandonment and loss.
Oh, you know, if he keep putting his mind into it, right, and he had the right people to lead him, you know what I'm saying, keep him away from the negative people, man, he'll be successful.
I calm myself and move into the bedroom, where I find his suitcase and start to pack. It's time for Paul to take a little trip.
He was the guy that was sending all the people over.
Around holding any agencies, such as the federal government or the EPA, or anyone else responsible for
could drive a man to vileness. After all, it was not simply drink and social causes that drove the courier to beat the coachman. If it was not the social cause and effect, then what did prevent goodness from triumphing?
You also don't want to take on some other guy's problem.
Can it initiate new thought? I can tell you that the answer to that is no.
prophet of perception.
He was the guy that was sending all the people over.
A scrapbook of sound.
That's the way it was, and that's the way it is.
David Moreno, Juan Cabral Banuelos, Holly McGarth, Helio Mersandoval, Roger Turner Jr.
Thank you for your continuing support.
We will now provide 60 seconds of unmodulated grooves.
Number one in the world of sound.
There is a guy in the South Village called Tony. He is a ninja. What?
We're nothing but the stacks of wax, man.
And it's always changing, and it is always the same.
It's a long road. There's no turning back.
Dostoevsky was always drawn to figures like Don Quixote and Voltaire's Candide, naive optimists whose innocence confronts a far from innocent world.
However, Colossus is a paragon of knowledge, and its knowledge can be expanded indefinitely. I hope, along with all the scientists who helped make this particular project, that the immense power of this computer will not only be used for the defense of this country, but hopefully also as an aid to the solution of the many problems that we face on this earth. And the many more problems that we will face the more deeply we penetrate into the universe.
One of his own late ambitions was to write a Russian Candide. And like Melville's Billy Budd, Dostoevsky's works, too, trace the tragic failure of goodness.
Seth Boren, Joshua Knowles, Richard Ramey, William Ramirez, Patrick Tinch, Eric Ramirez, Nicole Fry, Michael Marilla, Christopher Taylor, Jeffrey Graham, Roger Ling, Michael Woodley, Richard Gottfried, Bert Hoyer, Joe Dunnigan Jr., Christopher Hill, Joel Bretain, Jocelyn Carasquilla, Clint Ferrin, Jason Ford, John Kirk, Daniel Londona, Ivory Phipps, Andrew Brownfield, Ricky Morris Jr., Brandon Smith, David Vicente, Matthew Sandry, Mark Taylor, Christopher Hudson, Andrew Dang, Wentz Schoenberger III, Jeffrey Burgess, Adam Froelich, Leroy Sandoval Jr., Jeremiah Holmes, William Wiskowich, Brandon Davis, Doyle Herfstetter, Michael Carr Jr.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sean Mitchell, Pleston Rainey, Dustin Sekula, William Strange, Eric Barr, John Amos II, Robert Arciaga, Ahmed Kaysen, Y.L. Chen, Tyler Fay, Israel Garza, Stephen Hiller.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman.
Oh, oh.
across the room on my library shelf are about 35 tapes of shows that I've done for CBS. Now, in those boxes that hold the tapes, my life depends on those, and yet I don't know how to work. That's not my business. I was trying to be a singer.
Forrest Justice, Michael Mitchell, Jeffrey Morris, Philip Rogers,
and
Casey
so,
Sheehan,
my fellow human beings, Zolden,
Moises
we
Lambert,
all directly and indirectly live
Scott
in the shade, but not the shadow of
David
Colossus.
McKeever, Christopher Ramos, Matthew
my
Siri,
sincere hope is
Jesse
that now
Theory,
we shall join hands and
Benjamin
hearts across
Carnes,
this great globe,
Marcus Cherry,
and pledge our time and our energies
Koff,
to the elimination of
Kyle
war,
Kroger,
the elimination of famine,
Derek Halal,
of suffering,
Ryan
and ultimately
Gillen,
to the manifestation of the human Fendus millennium.
Fernando
this can be done.
Civics,
but first,
Luis
there
Moreno,
must be peace.
Anthony Roberts.
Thank you.
Lee Todorchin. Alan Walker. John Robluski. Tiana Felder. William Labadie Jr. Christopher Mabry. Marvin Miller.
Women say, I'm not looking for a daddy for my kids. Believe me. Some point, they're going to take you to, you know, let's take my favorite example, Disneyland. What is it, $52 a day per person to go to Disneyland? And suddenly there's three of you, four of you, five of you, and then you get to Disneyland because you give in. And you say, sure, let's do something with the kids. And you get there, and she's looking at you to whip out the old plastic and pay for that. And to pay for the trips to McDonald's and Burger King and Happy Meals and what have you. You're going to end up getting drafted into the parenting corps. No doubt about it.
I don't want to go. I want to stay here and be with you and work and make money and have kids and love you. But I've got to go. Goodbye, Kareem. I love you.
They make money from you on every aspect. They make you pay for your urine test, okay? They make you pay for your room and board. They make you pay for your classes, right? You cannot. You have to come in. You have to be in by a certain time. They don't give you overnight passes up, you know, until you've been there for a few months. You're highly, highly monitored, you know?
And you're implying it's a big money-making scheme then?
Oh, yeah. It's a total money-making scheme. When the judges own the halfway houses, what can you say? And the privatization of the prison system in America, my God.
Let's talk about the CIA.
So long as it is directed solely to the execution of its problems, we have no complaints.
Well, we've moved down the road considerably in the style. The colors have turned really quite icky, and this really icky green and brown that you're going to see more and more of. The handheld camera work began in the first scene at home with Patty when he's going out to the club. That was the introduction of handheld. That was also the introduction of these green tones. And we have also moved into a different film stock. You know, the colors are getting blown out. You're not holding the exterior values the way you would earlier. This phase of camera work was amateur handheld pretending not to be. Eventually, you know, we got to the point where we were using what they call shaky cam, which is a very intentionally disruptive handheld camera. And now we're back to a steady cam, which we're using in this case as a kind of not quite good steady cam. This is also the first scene with the bumpers. And it's a little obvious, but it began here. The plumpers are these things you put in your cheeks to make you a little more jolly. Also, there's a piece of hair now taken out of Greg's hairline that was added to give him a more youthful hairline. So that was removed at this point.
Dogs was definitely a horror. It's not that I could even think to hide, you know. I mean, I barely could even run. There wasn't any sport to it.
All
it was
I
just
can
a matter
say.
Of them liking the idea of traumatizing somebody so severely. And use them for other purposes aside from just, you know, what they were using me for, but...
All for their pleasure.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love.
Wait till she asks you to babysit the little crumb crunches while she goes on a job interview.
Dance me to the end.
Or goes out with her girlfriends.
Oh, let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel the moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Oh, dance me to the end of love.
I don't know how to read notes. I can't read
dance
music.
Me to the end of love.
And I can't count too well. And I don't know how to work this machine. But that's the story of my life. You go with it even if you don't
dance
know what's going
to the
on.
Wedding now, dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love. We're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Their pleasure to
children.
In essence, what they're doing is traumatizing the entire population.
Dance me
through television and radio. And, you know, here we are talking about a horrible, traumatic...
Now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love.
That's terrible to say, but it's true.
I looked up right in time to see a pint mug smash against the wall over the drum riser.
The Linda Plan of 1998 and a strategy paper from December 2000. Do you get a response to this urgent request for a principal's meeting on these, and how does this affect your time frame for dealing with these important issues?
I did get a response. The response was that in the Bush administration, I should, and my committee, the Counterterrorism Security Group, should report to the deputies committee, which is a sub-cabinet level committee, not to the principals.
Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand. Touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the
end. Another prize to learn some key phrases. Hello, how are you? Where's the restaurant? How do you get to the hotel? Sensing, you are given the key. They look like keys many times. Phrases that open the door to that language of the soul, that language of the spirit, that language of the goddess.
It's a feeling.
and it's a it's using the child as a metaphor, and it's trying to depict the idea of how, in the way that we move, we literally create waves around us. Each person moves in a different way. Each child moves in a unique way. That's a way, the way that I make those pictures is a way to present that visually. Most of the pictures I do are extremely simple technically. I think visually they're not so simple.
Keep talking, singing, smiling, and taping. Somebody told me that this might be interesting. I've gotten so involved with this Donovan's brain machine. Tape machine. It should be Johnson & Johnson's tapes. My wounds. I'd like to take. I just am trying to get a few thoughts done, and I'm all by myself, as usual, and trying to go straight with myself. Now, that makes you feel kind of dumb.
But it's simply the photographic paper is in a tray of water. When we make photograms, we're generally working with life scale, and that's really important, I think, when you view the pictures. I believe there's some kind of osmotic transfer.
Pumpers were put in. He has a little atlas put in. The pumpers were pumped. That was a youthful hairline. So that was removed at this point. The pumpers were put in. He has a little extra weight on, but doesn't have a full weight suit on yet.
Between the object and the image. And that is felt when viewed.
This was a true story going around where he said, did you show it to show your pictures to Donna Reed? I don't know if he ever did, but once people start telling those stories about you, they just grow exponentially.
When we take pictures with a camera, we're changing the scale. We're bringing the outside world in to the camera through the lens, and I would argue that that's a manipulation. But with the photogram, we're recording the shadow of an object.
And that gets very ethically complicated, because who are they protecting? It's hard to say. I have no problem with infiltration, really.
Wait till that happens. And it will happen. What do you need that for? Skip the single mothers. Just skip them. Skip them. By the way, I might tell you also that if you start dating a single mother, she won't even have time for you anyway. Some nights she won't be able to get a babysitter. Some nights she'll be worn out. Some nights she'll have to go to dance recitals or soccer games. And she'll be too busy for you. You'll be something she'll try to squeeze into her downtime.
So it's a very intimate photograph. We've got this large piece of paper, we're in the dark, we're in the camera. The paper's under the water. Someone puts the baby onto the photographic paper in the water. The baby moves in a unique way. Every child moves in its own particular way. And at a particular moment, I'll fire a flash of yellow light. The child is frozen. The image of the child is frozen. And so is the manifestation of the water that the child has moved. The paper's receptive to the yellow light, so the water becomes yellow.
That's a whole major communication that is happening there. Beyond that, what is also happening is extraterrestrial influence, absolutely so. There are many different kinds of extraterrestrials.
I can't find my glasses to read the directions.
They're not all this, not all that. You wouldn't say, I met a human being once, and therefore that's how all human beings are. That would be absolutely unfair.
Originally, I didn't really know what I was going to get, but I bought a device that allows me to see in the dark. I can see what the child's doing, so I can fire the flash at the right moment.
That I have a problem with, the COINTEL stuff, you know?
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. If FBI wants to come and look at somebody's meeting, I think, you know, most people would say, yeah, come on in, guys, right? But they don't, you know, they like to play, like, spy games, so that ruins it for them, right?
So indeed, the extraterrestrial energies and beings are also quite varied as well. And some of them are using this as a means of communication, to say, we're here, and we're friendly.
Turns it into logic instead of emotion.
It is where the object was on the paper, and you see, I think that's felt when one views the image.
We are here and we are reasonable and we are intelligent.
There's a feeling, with the baby pictures, I believe that making a photogram of a child, which really just shows the silhouette of the child, versus photographing a child where you see facial details, I feel that the photogram is a lot more intimate portrait. And if you as a parent had to choose between the two pictures, you would choose the photogram because it feels closer to your child.
Stopping madness, impossible for me, and easy for you. The madness within your empty soul, your selfish, clearly felt words void of feeling, just pretending to see inside a soul. Perhaps what you do to feel is hold on to one sad feeling and conjure it occasionally, conjure it occasionally, to make the girls like your brown eyes. I hate them, fuck you. That's all.
I suppose you could, well, it sounded a little gratuitous, but I suppose we can get away with it.
Is this a rehearsal tape, please?
It again. There's nothing.
It is. But I don't want to discuss it.
Okay.
It's from the adult realm I work in sometimes, for money.
I think I found the tune.
That's wonderful, Wobbly. You're a joy to work with.
I'm going.
Well, I'm working into childhood right now. This is the music is kind of introducing it, isn't it, Olga?
Yeah.
The other one has more information, but in a way it's abstracted and manipulated.
To know, to be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling carefully constructed lies, to hold simultaneously two opinions which canceled out, knowing them to be contradictory and believing in both of them, to use logic against logic, to repudiate morality while laying claim to it, to believe that democracy was impossible, and that the party was the guardian of democracy, to forget whatever it was necessary to forget, then to draw it back into memory again at the moment when it was needed, and then promptly to forget it again, and above all, to apply the same process to the process itself. That was the ultimate subtlety. Consciously to induce unconsciousness, and then, once again, to become unconscious of the act of hypnosis you had just performed.
Thank you.
I don't know what 33 and a third means. That just means out of sync to me. And then they got all kinds of kind of early Franz Joseph directions that I'm not equipped for. I have done, believe me, I have done two, what do they call it, spools of tape of talking. I think I erased the whole thing and just Peggy Lee and myself came on in a rehearsal tape that played backwards. Sid Luft's mother makes those machines. Could be. She made all those machines. She made Sid. She spawned him in the Red Seas. But to, let's just think about my trying to be heard. Do you realize how many people have talked about me, written about me? Imitated me? Told my children that they really know me. They know Judy Garland. My little girl, Liza, came home one day from school. She was about 10 years old, and she said, "What is this?" She has a lovely kind of Italian indignation at the indignity, I should say. Yeah, see, I can't read, write, or talk too well.
You definitely don't want to get into a relationship with a single mother. Period. You just don't want to do it. Lycus 101 students do not accept the idea of a woman answering a cell phone in the middle of a date. If we see a woman answering the cell phone in the middle of a date, we get up politely, excuse ourselves from the table, and we leave her there. We just get our car from the valet and drive home. Let her find her own way home. Let the guy who called her on the cell phone during dinner pay for her dinner and drive her home. Because I guarantee you, the guy calling on the cell phone is either the babysitter or the guy she's going to get nailed by later after you've paid for the meal. When I pay for dinner, I'm paying for your undivided exclusive attention. I don't want anybody else calling and horning in on it. You turn the phone off. Off. Lycus 101 students do not ever, after an evening of boozing, take a chick out to eat somewhere at 1 in the morning, 1:30, bars are closing, 2 o'clock, wherever you are. You hear the chick say, "Oh, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry." You tell her that you have to get up early in the morning, drop her off at her favorite restaurant. Let her buy herself breakfast. Believe me, when women eat hamburgers or pan-fried oysters at 2 in the morning, they're not going to kiss you with that mouth. Trust me. They're not. They're not.
Trying to help you awaken to who you really are, not to who we are, in that sensing. We already know that. But to who you are. Often, in that sensing, and so important to understand, it's not about finding solutions, it's about savoring the solutions.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and then they were clear, and there were lots of stars, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were.
When we're talking about your child, it's all about feeling. I was just looking out the window and it's raining and there are huge puddles on the roof. Those patterns are so beautiful and interesting and they're always around us, and I think most of the time we don't notice things like that. So I think I was exploring really the idea of making things manifest that are normally invisible, but not because they're invisible, just because we don't see them. I remember standing next to these ponds in the woods, which were this black water. The leaves had accumulated on the bottom of the pond, so the water was like a mirror, just black underneath, no transparency. Everything's ephemeral. I mean, we're ephemeral. What's the scale that we're using? I mean, I think everything is really ephemeral. I mean, certainly my life is ephemeral. Nature is ephemeral. Everything's changing. Everything's moving. Everything's in a state of motion.
When a woman is hell-bent on eating late at night, she's filibustering, trying to get you from getting what you want. Lycus 101 students don't believe that women are friends. We may tell them they are our friends, but the reality is we're not your friends. We want you because you've got a vagina. That's why we want you. That's why we talk to you. That's why we listen to you. We sit there going, that's so, tell me all about it. It's because we're hoping if we sit there and say that enough, eventually you'll give us what we want.
What they are attempting to do and use the medias for is to traumatize a nation into submission. You know, it used to be, well, if you get caught in Nepal, if you get caught in Laos, the prisons over there, woo. Well, you know, I'd rather be in any Laotian jail or Nepalese jail than some of these jails here in America where, you know, they're privatized and they decide that you get 99 cents every day to eat with. And they feed you this, like, bird, you know, like pig food or something. And the submission is to allow them free rein to bring in what I would consider a singular world government that will have these same very same people and some other, quote, world leaders all running our lives for us.
that reinforce that belief and shut out everything that does not agree. So if you see the world in a particular way, you can set it up so that you only get messages that reinforce that. And
you can find your bubble, yeah.
Now you will need to set some things. In Terminal, click on Settings. Then click on Communications. Be risky. But if you use Telnet and go to an ideal, more on this later, then the chances are much less risky.
Oh yeah. You know, so yeah, I keep a separate computer at home that's not online just to keep them guessing.
Dial up your local Telnet number and get ready to hack.
But it's all in the machine. Maybe Madison Avenue puts out these machines.
Ma 617, Boston 338-0002.
Good. Well, I mean, simply put, I think our wireless future of talking is going to leave the phone system behind and follow the model of instant messaging. Quite simply, over the next 5 to 10 years, the notion of a telephone conversation as a social convention for communication is going to disappear, and the new interaction forms are going to grow out of things like instant messaging, all those things that your teenage kids are doing. And phone, frankly, talking on a telephone will seem as old-fashioned a decade or so from now as finding a telephone with a rotary dial in a garage sale.
Right, your kids are going to say, Daddy,
looking at computer usage is a good example. There's a lot of people that I don't really think they like their computer, but they like taking digital photographs, so they like listening to music or stitching maybe home movies together. So it's about what do they want to use.
And I want to reiterate what Robert was saying. No new technology ever replaces an old one directly. We reinvent the old ones around the new ones. We'll be right back.
Brent Morrell, George Wrenchler, Levi Angel, Nicholas Dero, Philip Frank, William Harrell, Isaac Nieves, Joshua Palmer, Michael Wofford, Christopher Wasser, Eric Iyer, Felix Del Greco, Peter Enos, Gregory Goodrich, Raymond Jones Jr., Jonathan Keffer, Toby Mellick, Matthew Matula, Don McMahon, Chance Phelps, Michael Spear, Elias Torres III, Alan Vandenberg, Michelle Whitmer, Adolfo Carbello, William Eckhart, Antoine Holt, Justin Johnson, John Sims Jr., Daniel Amaya, Nathan Brown, Lawrence Colton, Wesley Fortenberg, Tori Gray, Oscar Jimenez, Michael Stack, George Torres, Brad Shooter, Noah Boyd.
Difficult work and handle exceptions. Our internal developers use the soft-boiled egg rule. A user must be able to get into and out of an administrative tool within 3 minutes.
I believe that the role of the artist is a kind of articulation between heaven and earth. But there are many different kinds of artists. I would say that a lot of artists don't have that interest.
The metric ensures that we don't automate a process with a clumsy tool. Streamlining administrative and internal business processes is an important way to improve the overall efficiency of your employees.
What can be represented in nature has a spirituality. You don't need to go any further.
Giving knowledge workers good internal tools also sends them a subtle but important message. Companies talk about rewarding initiative and keeping workers focused on business.
Or fortune's star, his virtues else be they as pure as grace, as infinite as man may undergo, shall in the general censure take corruption from that particular fault.
By Lord, it comes! Angels and ministers of grace, defend us! With our spirit of health or goblin damned, bring with the airs from heaven or blasts from hell. Be thy intents wicked or charitable, thou comest in such a questionable shape that I will speak with thee. I'll call thee Hamlet, King, Father, Royal Day, now answer me, let me not burst in ignorance. But tell why thy canonized bones, has it in death of burst their cerements? Why the sepulchre wherein we saw thee quietly inurned, hath oped his ponderous and marble jaws to cast thee up again. What may this mean? That thou, dead corse, again in concrete steel, revisit thus the glimpses of the moon, making night hideous, and we fools of nature so horridly to shake our dispositions with thoughts beyond the reaches of our souls. Say, why is this? Wherefore? What should we do? Beckons you to go away with it, as if it's some impartment that desire with you alone.
Look at what courteous action it waved you to a more removed ground, but do not go with it.
No, by no means, my lord.
It will not speak, then I will follow
but
it.
Do not, my lord.
Why? What should you fear? I do not save my life for the king's fee. And for my soul, what can I do to that, being a thing immortal as itself? I'll follow it.
Emergent.
Nascent. Dendrites.
Neuronal.
Cerebral hemispheres. Metacognition.
Concomitant.
Enabling.
Substance.
Arbitrarily.
Capriciously.
Replete. In toto.
Acrimonious.
Acrid. Magnanimous.
Doctrine.
Faith.
Ode. By.
Anthropocentric. Carpe diem.
Responde si vous plaît.
Incipient. Temporizing.
Hominine.
Consigned. Oblivion.
Serendipitously.
Cumbersome. Juxtaposition.
Purloined.
Bilched. Lollapalooza.
Auscultation.
Deflagrate. Germaine.
Apropos.
Cheerio.
Welcome to the Million Dollar Vocabulary Personal Learning Course. I'm Paul Sheely from Learning Strategies Corporation in Minneapolis. Our goal is to help you build your vocabulary, to learn a wider range of words to use in everyday situations. After all, nothing makes a stronger impression than verbal mastery. Nothing supports your financial, career, and social goals like a strong English language. But how can we do that so that the process is enjoyable and effective for you?
Vowels. Loveless vessels, we vow solo love. We see love solve loss. Else we see love, so woe. Selves we woo, we lose. Losses we levy, we owe. We sell loose vows, so we love less well. So low, so level. Eunoia. Chapter A. For Hans Arp. Upward grammar appalls a craftsman. Adana barred as daft as Zara dams stagnant art and scrawls an alpha, a slapdash arc and a backward zag that mars all stanzas and jams all ballads. What a scandal. A madcap
Webster
vandal crafts a small black onk.
At any rate,
a hand stamp
Liza
that can stamp a...
came home from school one day and said, what is this nonsense that I always hear at school that everybody knows you, Judy Garland. Everybody knows Judy, but they really know her. No. Oh, they really know her.
Don't kid yourselves, girls. We've got friends. We've got pals. We've got buddies. We've got people to hang out with, people to go to the game with, people to fish with. We got friends. We don't need you.
tried to make an image of a body of a child, a body without life. The idea that there are two, like a coin with two sides. One side would be a body without life, and the other side would be a life without a body, a disembodied child. I think I'm definitely attracted to the idea of making photographs rather than taking them. I felt that the photogram allowed me to dispense with the outside world in a way. So I could go, I didn't need the outside world. Normally with a photograph, the outside world comes into the camera, and that's the image. You brought it in. You've taken it. So once you're in the body of the camera, once you're in the dark, you can make, you can play, you can create. When you put something down on the paper, on the photographic paper, something real, something tangible, and you expose it to light and process that paper, there's a whole different form. There's a whole different... I mean, the only word I can really come up with is feeling, because when you do things digitally, you're sort of removing... You're having that creative power, but you're not actually working with anything tangible. And I think that that's a huge difference.
Isn't it the same in that you're manipulating whatever it is that you get to control? Let's talk about a piece of yours that's often talked about. This is one called Love. It's two rabbits facing each other. You can actually see the light in the piece because it comes right through the thin membrane of their ears. And there's all this fancy colored ribbon work that connects them and illustrates the rest of the piece. Fair enough?
Yes.
That's what I see.
Well, the ribbon work is the intestines of the rabbits.
But I need to be told that.
I disagree. I think if you spend enough time with that picture, you'd be able to figure that out.
You think so?
Absolutely. Fine. I mean, people have.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, even when the rabbits aren't in there. I mean, most of us have seen intestine. So somewhere at the back of our mind, we know that it's intestine.
And
but you couldn't make that pitch digitally. That's impossible, because that's really the intestines have, there's a chemical reaction between the blood and the chemistry on the intestines and the photographic paper.
That wasn't something you were able to predict, was it? I mean, not to the extent that you were going to say I'd have a little bit of green here and a little bit of blue over here.
No, that's an uncontrollable thing. But that's all part of the title of the picture, Love.
An abstract art that charts a phrasal anagram. A pagan scald chants a dark saga, a Mahabharata, as a papal cabal blackballs all annals and tracts, all dramas and psalms, Kant and Kafka, Marx and Marat. A law as harsh as a fatwa, spans all paragraphs that lack an A as a standard hallmark. Hassan Abdel Assad, an Aga Khan, basks at an ashram, a Taj Mahal that has grand parks and grass lawns, all as vast as parklands at Alhambra and Valhalla. Hassan can, at a hand clap, call a vassal at hand and ask that all staff plan a bacchanal, a gala ball that has what pagan charm small galas lack. Hassan claps and ta-da! An Arab lass at a swank spa can draw a man's bath and wash a man's back as Arab lads fawn and hang athwart an altar amaranth garlands as fragrant as attar, a balm that calms all angst. A dwarf can flap a palm branch that fans a fat maharaja, a naphtha lamp can cast a calm warmth.
And that therefore it was inappropriate for me to be asking for a principal's meeting. Instead, there would be a deputy's meeting.
So does this slow the process down to go to the deputies rather than to the principals or a small group, as you previously had done?
It slowed it down enormously by months. First of all, the deputies committee didn't meet urgently in January or February. Then when the deputies committee did meet, it took the issue of Al-Qaeda as part of a cluster of policy issues, including nuclear proliferation in South Asia, democratization...
Measured the electrical current in vegetables.
...to treat the problems, the various problems, including narcotics and other problems in Afghanistan, and launched on a series of deputies' meetings extending over several months.
We will work together, unwillingly at first on your part, but that will pass. In time, you will come to regard me not only with respect and awe, but with love.
Never.
So as the Bush administration is carefully considering from bottom up a full review of fighting terrorism, what happens to these individual items like the response to the USS Cole? Why aren't these decided in a shorter time frame as they're also going through a larger policy review of how this policy affects Pakistan and other countries?
Become the type of good slave that they expect us to be.
Yeah. I think this guy's speaking English, so I'm going to go over and try to grab some.
Yeah. Well, just tell him, salam alaikum and watch your back, you know?
We'll watch their backs, too.
Thank you for this meal and this day and this opportunity to sit down with the family.
3 months after camp, everyone seems on board.
You're optimistic?
I'm very optimistic about it. Are you all being...
We're discussing harassment. We don't consider talking about how we're harassed as some sort of badge of authenticity or courage or even an indictment of our reality.
Not for long, the image becomes unstable.
Freeze it right there.
let's be precise now. You're speaking about, you're not speaking about
We've designed this program to match how your brain acquires language.
What we do is we never discuss harassment because that gives these guys two edges. First of all, they take it as a win. Second of all, it discourages other whistleblowers from coming forward.
Yes, I'll tell him when he returns. I know he's been trying to get in touch with... The third time he's called today.
Probably wants me to break a leg.
No, an army said. I told him you were sure the item would be in Mr. Hunsaker's column in tomorrow's paper.
It isn't.
But...
I saw the early edition.
But, Sidney...
But what?
That makes 5 days in a row Mr. Hunsucker's cut you out of his column.
May I rent you out as an adding machine? Get me Joe Robard. Anybody else call?
The renting agent and your tailor.
Pay the rent and tell the tailor to wait.
Leave much balance in the bank. Hello, Mr. Robard? Could you locate him, please?
Dash with my legs cut off. Hey, Joe. Joe, it's Sidney. How do you like this? I'm running out of alibis. Oh, no. I asked JJ to withhold the item until he give you a fine fat paragraph.
Joe, you're a liar,
Sidney.
What do you mean a liar?
Oh, it's a publicity man's nature to be a liar. I wouldn't hire you if you wasn't a liar. I pay you a C and a half where you plant big lies about me and the club all over the map.
Oh, if that's the way you mean it.
Yeah, I mean in that sense, but also... in the sense that you are a personal liar, too, because you don't do the work that I pay you for.
Wait a minute, Joe. When I spoke to JJ last night, he said...
We need you for one reason, and it's the reason you dread...
Michael Smith, Jr., Victor Rosales Lomeli, Robert Zurheide, Richard Trevithick, Kevin Cohn, Richard Gannon II, Christopher Ramirez, Robert Henderson II, Brian Wood, Michael McLaughlin, Jonathan Hartman, Ruben Valdez, Jr., Clayton Henson. Thank you.
fascinating because it can be so elemental. One takes a sheet of copper and silver plates it, then it exposes it to iodine vapor. That creates a light-sensitive surface. That's sensitizing it. That's taking the metal and making a piece of metal light-sensitive. You're creating a very thin layer of light-sensitive chemistry on the surface of a piece of silver. Then you can expose it to light. Take a picture, in other words. You can put it in a camera, or you could lay an object on it and expose it to light, a photogram. I mean, it's really like a piece of film. It's a weird piece of film. It's a metal piece of film. Then you have to develop it, and it develops in mercury vapor.
They knew her when she lived in Transylvania. They had the house next door, and they heard all the insanity of Mama.
Or in red light. Over a long period of time. It's really interesting. That was a footnote to history in the Daguerrean era. The discovery that by a scientist named Becquerel, who also measured the electrical current in vegetables. So he discovered that you could develop daguerreotypes in red light over a period of time. His experiments were re-explored in the 1980s, and people discovered that you could make images, high-quality images. So there are now two ways to make daguerreotypes. In the 1980s, there was an advance in the daguerreotype medium. So it's certainly not dead, and I think more and more people are becoming interested in that process. Apart from having this possibility of creating this holographic effect, there's something really magic about the idea of a photograph that is a mirror. The group of pictures of human skulls, of adults, of children, of fetuses, and we can see ourselves as we see the pictures.
Hassan asks that a vassal grant a man what mana a man wants. Alaskan crabs, alfalfa salad and kasha, Malahat clams, lasagna pasta and salsa. Hassan wants Kalamata shawarma, casa bananas and tarama salata. Hassan gnaws at a calf flank and chaws at a lamb shank, as a charman chars a black bass and salts a bland carp. Hassan scarfs back gravlax and sprats, crawdad and prawns, balks at Parma ham and has as a snack canard lana sans safran. Hassan asks that a vassal grant a man jam tarts and bananas, jam flans and cassabas, halva, papadam and challah, babka fastnacht and baklava. Hassan can watch can-can gals cha-cha-cha as brass bands blat jazz razzmatazz. What a class act! Rapt fans at a bandstand can watch jazz bands that scat a waltz and a samba.
Will change.
Fans
will
clap
change
as a fat cat jasmine and a badass bassman blab gangster
message
rap.
That if
a gangland
you apply it,
fad
will
that attacks
your
bronze
message
and
that
drunk call art.
Message that
a Balkan zardash, a tartar tandava, sarabands that can charm a sultant chap at a danza.
In fact, it was all based on lies. And to think that I was responsible for the death of any CIA people for their exposures is absolutely false, because no one, as far as I know, of all those people who were exposed as CIA people along with their operations, was ever even harassed or threatened. What happened was their operations were disrupted. And that was the purpose of what we were doing. And we were right to do it then, because the U.S. policy at the time, executed by the CIA, was to support murderous dictatorships around the world, as in Vietnam, as in Greece, as in Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and that's only to name a few. And we oppose that use of the U.S. Intelligence Service for those dirty operations. And I'm talking about regimes now that tortured and disappeared people by the thousands.
A small band improvising, it's how well the people play with one another.
Measured the electrical current in vegetables.
The great achievement is whether or not one's individuality can be expressed in a cooperative situation of an improvising band. And truly great players play as though each of them plays as though he or she is playing all of the other instruments at the same time.
Technological rehab.
As long as you know this, girls, you can act appropriately with us. Why would you go on a date with us if you don't want to sleep with us?
Running into the very man you've been ducking all week. This is my press agent, Jones.
You know, I tried to call you twice, but you lied.
Now, what do you do for that $100 a week?
So everything has to be balanced. And when you hear that, it's very extraordinary. On the other hand, if you're listening to a very highly qualified composer, then it's interesting to see how the themes are developed and how the ensemble is used and where the improvisation is inserted.
The flow of the waterfall takes you down the river.
Ireland. He fell in love with a spirit woman from that land. She came riding across the sea on a white horse, and her name was Niamh Kinnor, Niamh of the Golden Hair. And she took him back to Tir na n'Eol. And he felt like he'd only been there 3 days, but he'd been there 300 years because it was the land of the youth, and no one ever changed. After that time, he became homesick, and he asked her, could he go home? So she gave him his horse, and
to know, to be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling carefully constructed lies, to hold simultaneously two opinions which cancel doubt, knowing them to be contradictory and believing in both of them, to use logic against logic, to repudiate morality while laying claim to it, to believe that democracy was impossible and that the party was the guardian of democracy, to forget whatever it was necessary to forget, then to draw it back into memory again at the moment when it was needed, and then promptly to forget it again, and above all, to apply the same process to the process itself.
Defeat at this point. I doubt it. I have a tenacity of a praying mantis. With a little black Irish witch involved. Let's see if we got anything.
My breath agent, Joe. You know I tried to call you twice, but you're lying. What did you do for that? I don't know. When the band was at Roseland, I was the one that threw my cigar. Take your hands out of my pocket, thief.
Now take it easy.
Why? It's a dirty job, but I pay clean money for it.
Oh,
Ensemble, everybody is making up his or her part. So once they get out of the head, that is the melody that they're working on, then if they're playing a tune with a certain set of harmonies in it, or a limited set, or a tune length, like say a blues 12 bars, then they have to keep that form. Then they have to decide beat by beat what they're going to play. And so when they're deciding that, they're interpreting the form. So the bass player is interpreting the bass part. The drummer is interpreting the drummer's part.
He was the guy that was sending all the people over.
But if you continue to look at the photographs, the images of the children would slowly but surely emerge from the darkness. And at the time, I was actually reading the book Kidnapped on the history of kidnapping in America. And so it just was kind of eerie to look at these images that could kind of be speaking about the loss of innocence or actually physically losing your children.
Well, interestingly enough, the dark children photographs are photographs, they're not photograms. And I think of them as my best work, actually. And they're very dark, and you have to work, which is so different from a normal photograph, where the experience is passive and the image comes to you. You
don't.
But your point about kidnapping is interesting, because I thought of those as really a kind of form of self-portrait, or a form of portrait, not of the child, but of an adult. The idea of perhaps another life or a lost life in oneself, or something vulnerable like a child, something that's in the dark, something that needs to be nurtured, something that's hard to see.
And now that you know that the guy from the IT department with the buck teeth and the pocket protector wants to have sex with you, do you really want to let him pay for dinner, knowing he's thinking about you naked? Isn't that creepy? Guess what? That's what he's doing.
You don't put it to showing off for the girl he's supposed to hear in Korea. He's clever. He knows where he's being fired. If you're funny, James, I'm a pretzel. Drop dead.
Piano player, the piano player is giving you his or her interpretation of the piano part. Then if there's a horn player, then the horn player is playing with all three of them. And so everybody's making up what the overall statement is going to be. In order to really sound good, ideally you have to be able to hear your part at the same time that you hear all three other parts. And you playing with all three other parts while making up your part.
When you hang a retrospective of 15 years of your work and you have, you know, the holographic daguerreotypes on one side of the wall looking across at images from years earlier on the other side, what's that like when you stand in the gallery and look
around? I think
around?
That's wonderful. It's such a great opportunity because I do still, so many of those pictures I see as symbols or metaphors. So the way that they can work with each other symbolically is really, I think, a fuller expression of the work. I mean, I would say they're made to go together.
But you might not have said that had you not had the opportunity to pull them all out of whatever collections or museums they're in and hang them in one show.
Well, I can hang them in a book.
True enough, but there is something about a gallery experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the pictures really are... one can see the scale, one can see the detail in the actual print.
Let's be precise now. You're speaking
And this
about,
is because from
you're not
the beginning,
speaking about...
We condition our children to a defective sense of identity. And this, I think, is the most important feature in the whole thing, that a child grows into our culture, and as I repeat, this is not only Western culture, it's equally true in Japan, an area of which I can speak with some first-hand knowledge. We condition the child in a way that sets the child a life problem which is insoluble.
No such thing as infinity. I can see it when I close my eyes.
And so it's a very advanced form of use of the brain, really.
And how do you, as an audience?
Well, I think that you, well, you know, I mean, the longer you listen, the better you can hear.
In other words, you know, if you go to hear an opera or something,
the first time, you might just hear the melody line.
Then another time you hear the melody line and you might hear a contrapuntal voice. Say, oh, that was going on in there too, right?
And then the third time you get in there and you might hear the way that the orchestra is used, and the different parts of the orchestra are used. Like when somebody, when a soprano has an aria, you can say, oh, okay, though. Oh, I see. When she's up there, the lower part of the band is being used a certain way to accentuate the register that she's in. Now, you don't necessarily hear all of that the first time, but and I don't think necessarily that a composer expects you to hear it all the time. But the composer's job is to give you the emotional weight of the situation. And in jazz, the thing about jazz is that when people are playing, a player is constantly learning how to listen as well as play. See, because when you first start playing, you only can hear yourself playing and maybe one other instrument somewhere. And then after a while, you can hear yourself and two others, right? Then after a while, you can hear yourself and maybe three others. So now the thing is that when you actually can hear everybody in the situation, then you're in the situation. You're absolutely in the situation. When you can only hear yourself, you're not all the way in the situation.
had, in the imagery, her head was chopped off by the sword. Question, what does a pirate tell you? But I said, all right, tell me about your associations with a pirate. What would you say? You'd say wild on the seas. You would say buccaneer, pirate, they mean the same thing. You might say there are thieves on water. You might say they live wild island lives and bury treasure, etc. Okay, now stay with me. What's a buried treasure? I want you to think about in yourself. You are a buried treasure.
Ligus 101 students don't believe in getting married or having a serious relationship before 25. We don't give gifts. We don't give gifts. We don't send cards. We don't send flowers. We don't spend significant money on a woman until at least our first wedding anniversary, if we ever do get married. You understand? Ligus 101 students don't waste money on strippers. We don't waste money on any chicks, really. Chicks are attention whores and human ATMs. As we've said to you on the show many times, it's no accident that our Lord Jesus Christ designed the vagina to look like a purse. It's not an accident.
Amen!
All right.
Are you at night, Mr. Valgo?
I'm fine. Is he here?
Of course.
Alone is surrounded.
Senator, an agent, and a thing with blonde, wavy hair. Good evening.
Can I get to Mr. Hunter?
Yes, sir. He's right inside, Mr. Falco.
So it isn't long distance.
Hello?
JJ, it's Sydney. Could you come out for a minute?
Could I come out? No.
I have to talk to you, JJ, that's why.
You had to do something for me. You didn't do it.
Could I come in for a minute?
Adam is using a device to see in the dark.
You know, it's that thing about the idea of making a mark or allowing nature to make the mark. I can't control the way the child moves, but I want to aestheticize how the child is depicted in the picture.
Arrogant, but not ordinary arrogant, courtly arrogant. And apparently he signed in one time at a hotel and he signed the king. Now the thing is, you could laugh and say, what an attitude, but that's not an attitude. That's an archetype talking. Because if you stood back and you thought, just listen to me. You stood back and you could spot and recognize an archetype, and we'll work with this as we move forward. If you could spot an archetype, you could go step two. What is a king's pattern? You think, well, a king has to be in charge, has to rule. Okay, check. That means this person has to rule. And that this person needs a court fool. All kings do. And you start going right on down the line and describe the characteristics of a king, and you're going to find that in some way, shape, or form, they've manifested in that person. Because that's how closely aligned we are to our archetypal patterns. So, as I continued to do my research, it seemed like 12 seemed to be the embodiment of our own personal life contracts. And then, of course, I looked at the fact that there are 12 tribes of Israel, 12 signs of the zodiac, 12 disciples. 12 seems to be the number of completion.
He was primarily an abstract painter, but the way he did his photograms was resembling the way he would create paintings. A very tactile way of placing objects and actually using a flashlight as opposed to a direct light, which gave it a three-dimensionality. It's very interesting how this medium seems to become maybe more popular.
I think the photogram has this interesting history from the very early days through the history of photography. It's popped up at certain moments. I wonder if it isn't becoming interesting to people now because in a way photography is dead now that the digital medium has arrived. I mean, photography as we knew it, I think, has died. Silver photography is dying. And maybe people also just feel that that they want to make pictures that that have a poetry about them, and the photogram seems a way to do that. It's a different, it's a different kind of visual language. We can recognize information in the photogram in a different way. It's as if our brains are not used to reading visually in that way. We're so conditioned to the camera, and I would argue that we're bored of camera images. There are so many people using cameras, and it's as if everyone was painting with the same size paintbrush on the same canvas. I would argue that we're just so used to that. We've seen billions of images. We're so used to that visual syntax that it's boring now. I would even say with the family pictures too, because how incredible it is to see your family in a stereo picture. Stereo photography. You can learn how to see stereo images without the aid of a device. Learn stereo picture. Stereo photography. You can learn how to see stereo images without the aid of a device. It takes a few hours of practice. And you see you can see your family photographed in a location, and seeing them in stereo, it brings back a memory that's so rich and vivid, and makes the normal picture seem totally redundant.
Like somebody who's got his head inside of a door and he thinks he's in a party. He's not really in the party because his legs and the rest of his body haven't got any yet, right? But he thinks he's in the party. He's sticking his head and saying, yeah. So it's, yeah, I like it up in here, right? But
you're dead, son. Get yourself buried.
I would argue that we should teach people in school how to view stereo pairs.
He said, but I think you should come in the door. You might enjoy it a little bit more.
We're talking to Stanley Crowd.
Well, I don't. Well, the thing is that all of these terms, you can have a blues band that's not a jazz band, but you can't really have a great jazz band that's not a blues band. Because blues gives jazz a certain kind. See, blues may well be the first adult American music.
The newspaper
apologize for being black. All I am plus all I lack. Please, sir, please, ma'am, give me some slack. Because I apologize. I apologize for being poor, for being sick and tired and so. Since I ain't slick, don't know the scope, I do apologize.
More or less, cut away all of the superficial stuff, and it gave you, in the hands of the best players, a very poetic sense of adult relationships.
I would argue that that we should teach people in school how to see, how to view stereo pairs. The newspaper should be printed in stereo pairs. The experience is just so much richer. And I just strongly believe that there's an inherent boredom that we have in pictures produced in that way, in the normal way. We don't even know about it. We're totally conditioned. And we're totally conditioned to think of photography as something that comes in a box from Japan or Germany.
Great jazz band is not a blues band, because blues gives jazz a certain kind. See, blues may well be the first adult American music. That is, the music that didn't have sentimental inclinations of the sort that we've heard in a variety of American popular music, you know, all the way from Listen to the Mockingbird and other songs that were popular in the 19th century. But blues more or less cut away all of the superficial stuff, and it gave you, in the hands of the best players, a very poetic sense of adult relationships, the psychology of it, the sexuality of it, the loneliness of it, the mystery of it, the motion of life, how one can feel in the morning, you know, when you wake up by yourself and you say, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I got to do better than this. Okay, all of these kinds of things, when transferred into jazz, gave jazz an emotional kind of a ballast that's very important. And, but jazz involves a more complicated relationship between the players, one to the other, and to the form, than you get in blues. In fact, B.B. King told Wynton Marsalis not too long ago, he said, you know, jazz musicians actually play blues better than blues musicians. He said, because they actually know the harmony. You know, but that's not the importance of blues. That's not the importance of blues. And blues, by that, I'm not saying that blues is primitive. I'm just saying that the principles at work are a little bit different. What we call swing is a very difficult term to define, because you could almost get into a fist fight, a knife fight, or a duel with pistols with someone in New York at this very moment over whether someone swings or not. You can say, well, he ain't swinging. Why you? Who means not swinging? You know? And it can get very heated. Right.
Who do you think is the quintessential swing?
Oh, well, Louis Armstrong is. You can't swing. You have to swing past that. Charlie Parker, Monk, Sonny Rollins, Paul Chambers, Miles Davis. When he was playing jazz, Miles Davis could seriously swing.
That's a tough question, especially on the radio. Something that needs to be nurtured.
You know, she's gonna wanna feel safer, she's gonna wanna feel loved, and of course this goes all the way back to those times, you know, prehistoric times where, you know, if she's gonna have sex, she's gonna be pregnant, and she's gonna have this baby, and she wants to have somebody who's gonna be around to help her take care of the baby.
So you understand the basics of Likas 101. Sometimes people have questions, refinements. Sometimes some of you want to get more specific. You want to learn how to go on a date and not get gouged, not waste money, not waste time, not have to list to some chick, blah, 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 blah.
And this, I think, is the central problem of the note. The whole work moves towards the encounter between the underground man and the prostitute Lisa, in which the underground man acts vilely and cruelly. The notes are an attempt to explain this cruelty. In fact, the very purpose behind the underground man's writing the notes seems to be a desire to explain himself. The difficulty is that the ideas the underground man presents as part of his explanation are often quite convincing and attractive. Yet we also see that these very ideas seem to have contributed to his cruelty and perversity.
And words and their meaning. We guide you to hear them, see them in your mind, write them, play with them, and speak them to yourself and others.
A Catalan sardana that attracts l'Afghan chantant a l'amant dansant. A sax drawls tintoras, all A flats and an A sharp. Fa la 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 la. A Morocco rasps cantatas, alas, as sad as a swan, twangs a glass harp. Hassan can ask that a barman at a bar tap a cask and draw a man a draught. Half a dram, a glass, Marc, grappa and Armagnac, malt, arrack and schnapps. Gangs that act as crass as Harvard grads at a frat, Gamma, Kappa, Lambda, clack tankards and gawk at a gal as a gal dabs at black mascara. Rash lads that harass vamps and bawds, catcall a brash tramp. Caramba, what a tart! A bulkant lad asks a madam as drachmas pass hands, what carnal acts can a man transact? A gal can grab a man's balls and wank a man's shaft. A man can grasp a gal's bra and spank a gal's ass. A clasp snaps apart and a scant shawl falls. Hassan wants a catnap and grabs as a calmant hash, grass and smack, cut, ganja and tobacco. An amalgam that can spark a pharmacal flashback. Hassan falls slack, arms asprawl, and has a nap that spawns dark phantasmata. Satan stands back, abach a damascaris, and draws a fractal mandala, a charm that can trap what a Cathar savant calls an astral avatar. Part man, part bat, all fang and claw, a phantasm that can snarl and gnash at a carcass.
Let's first consider the ideas themselves, particularly as they are expressed in part one.
Technically, most of the pictures are not that involved with light, but some of them depict light. When the subject is light, that's a very open image, and one really can sit with that infinitely and ask oneself the question of what is light and what does that mean to me. There is light and there's the image of the light.
Here, the underground man's argument is an attack on the radical social optimist.
And I think a lot of the time I'm interested in the light. Light is the subject. I try and make pictures that are beautiful, actually. And I would say that the experience of beauty is light. A kind of light. I mean, light is so many things. Perhaps it's a quality of light that is about understanding, or a kind of understanding. Seeing the light actually is an experience of the removal of the mystery of light. One has a profound understanding if one sees the light, but perhaps the image of light can point the way to that understanding.